Smallbiz America.
The brain.
Joining us on this segment is Dr. Chandra Bhansali. He's the co-founder of a company, his company, that he created with his wife called Accountants World. Dr. Bhansali is with us here today to talk about the challenges and the opportunities facing family-owned and operated businesses. We'll also cover some ways, and this is really important and dear to his heart. We talked about it offline. We'll talk about some ways that business owners can better work with their accountants to manage their cash flow and optimize their profitability and better understand how the cloud and cloud services around accounting fold into all of this, helping them to succeed. Chandra, welcome to the program.
It's my pleasure to be.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the family part of your experience. You created Accountants World with your wife, Sharada. From your experience, what do you think it really takes to make a family business, make that structure really work?
Okay. So me and Sharada have been married for 42 years.
Wow.
And we have been working together for 30 years. And luckily, we have the right combination that we need for husband and wife to work together. So one very important thing is that we both have an areas of expertise. So she is great in developing software, and my areas of expertise is marketing and coming with new ideas for the product. So this is actually very important. If you want to work together, make sure that you and your partner have areas of expertise. If you both are generalists, I believe it might create a little bit of a problem. Second thing is that we have also attributes are very different. She is an operations person. She's exceptionally well in managing projects. While I am a strategic guy, so I can come up with new ideas and create strategy. And so this is very important to run a business, strategy and operation, and we have these complementary skills. And there is another thing which is extremely important. We both have passion for what we are doing. Mm-hmm. So she has passion for developing software, and I have passion for creating new things, and also we have passion for changing the profession. Now, once you have passion for something, the other things start to seem small. So differences are always there. It is a challenge, okay, let me tell you. It's not easy. But once you have these kind of things and you have passion, those small challenges kind of seems small. Well, so luckily, we have the right combination.
And what you're saying is you get the right people in the right job, and each of them in their own worlds are very passionate about what they're doing.
Exactly. Each one of us had skills, and we also appreciate and we accept. If I have something, she will have say in whatever areas of her expertise is, and I'll have say in what I have. And then once we go home, then we try to forget what happened at work.
So, all right. Terrific. That's good advice for anyone listening who's contemplating doing business with family members. Of course, it can be challenging at times because you know each other so well, right? But that's good news and bad news, right?
Exactly. It's fun. And it's a lot of fun, but at times it becomes challenge also.
Right.
But overall, we have had a great time. As you can see, we have been working together for 30 years.
And by the way, exactly. And congratulations on that. That's easy task, 40 years together. Let's switch gears then to the professional side of the services. Talk us through a little bit about Accountants World. What range of services do you guys provide? And then we can start to move into your thoughts and insights about how small business owners should work with their own accountants.
Absolutely. One thing, as I told you, we have a knack for identifying emerging technologies and then find ways for accountants to benefit from those technologies. So way back in 1999, we realized that the internet is going to be big. So we created a portal for accountants where they can get free information just like Yahoo for accountants. Absolutely free. At that time, we had a tech software and we were doing extremely well. But then we realized internet is going to be big, so we created that. And once we were there, then we started to see the potential of the internet. And in that process, we realized a lot of things that accountants are going to need websites. So we created tools for accountants to create websites. Biggest thing between accountants, there is more interaction between clients and accountants than clients in any other profession. And they have to exchange a lot of documents. So we created a portal where they can exchange documents easily. Now, since we were part of this big community and we 100,000 members, we would talk to a lot of accountants, and we found some major disjoint in the profession. Now, let me ask you one thing. Have you ever gone to a physician with a over-the-counter pill or medicine and tell him, treat me with this?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand the question. Something about over-the-counter pill. Ask me one more time, please.
Have you ever gone to a physician, okay? Go to a doctor. Have anyone gone to a doctor with an over-the-counter medication and tell them, treat me with this?
No, I've never done that. I've never actually presented that as an idea to my doctor. I don't think
I have. Nobody does that. Right. But this is what is happening with accountants. Small businesses see lot of advertisements for over-the-counter software that claim that you can do your accounting yourself. So they buy that software. And now they realize that they can't do accounting themselves. They need help of accountants. So now they go to accountants. Okay? And that creates awful lot of mess. So what happens is clients end up making a lot of mess. And then accountants to fix that mess first.
Right, which requires a tremendous amount of energy when in the first place they could have simply started from a foundation with their accountant, found the appropriate software, and go from there.
Right. Absolutely. So we are putting the cart before the horse.
Yes.
And that has created a lot of problems, and we realize that using the cloud and internet, we can solve this problem and put accountants back in the driver's seat, and then have accountants and client work collaboratively. So this is the main important thing that we have done. So we have created that accounting system, which has everything that an accountant needs for his professional work and everything that small businesses would need.
Can you give me your website address? I'm sorry, I want to just take a break and let people know where your website is. What is the website?
Our website is accountantsworld.com, like plural of accountant, world.com, accountantsworld.com.
Just like it sounds, folks, accountantsworld.com. Perfect. So they can get a look at the portal that you've designed. You have a huge population of clients on there now, and really designed to put the horse before the cart here. Let's make sure you're in the hands of a knowledgeable accountant before you're going out and buying some software package that you have no clue about accounting structure, about balance sheet structure, about P&L structure, and understanding, of course, the tax implications of everything that you do as you record it. Is that right, Chandra?
Absolutely. And another thing is that now it opens a lot of doors for accountants to offer you the service in the best possible manner. Now, until now, the only way was that you buy a software, you do part of the work, then the file goes to your accountant. Now what happens is you sit with the accountant before, say, right now, pretty soon, everybody will have to make a decision and move to the cloud. So before that happens, you'd go to your accountant. And now they will say what your needs are. So many times now it is possible for accountants to offer you complete accounting services. So many small businesses really don't want to do any accounting, right?
Right.
So with the internet now, it is possible that accountant staff can do whatever your staff does right from accountant's office, and then they can do it faster, easier, and more accurately. So it is possible for you now to outsource all your accounting work to your accountant. So that's one thing you can happen that wasn't happening before. Another thing is that now accounting will say, okay, I know this is what you can do. You can write a check and enter, say, cash receipts. So he can customize the system for you and give you access or set up the system. and give you access only to those functions. And now it becomes so much easier for you, and you won't make any error, and it is good for you and good for your account.
Well, it's certainly a long way from the shoebox for many small business owners that are so occupied with the business of the business, the notion, the idea that they could have a portal to submit the ongoing daily reporting or the checks that they're writing or whatever the activity is around cash movement to your portal directly, and then have only the ability to access the things that they can't make a mess of, as you had said earlier. I mean, this really creates an ideal combination of human and technology, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So now it is making life easier for accountants, easier for you, and it is doing one extremely important thing. Because everything is in real time, now accountants have all the information that they need to help you manage your business more effectively.
That's right.
So they can manage your cash flow. And they can see, hey, wait a minute, you are falling behind in paying bills, or you are falling behind in collecting receivables. So this is the most important aspect of what cloud does for your business.
Chandra, in your experience doing this for so many years, what are some of the most common mistakes you see small business owners making around cash flow management?
Okay. The biggest mistake, first thing, as I told you, is that they don't work very closely with their accountant. Most of small businesses, many, I won't say most, but many small businesses, and it could be even be the majority, they go to their accountant at the year end, okay? And just for preparing the financials so they can get everything that they need for their tax returns.
Right.
And they are not taking full advantage of the expertise of the accountant. And that is the biggest challenge. And once you don't take advantage of the expertise of an accountant, you are not able to manage your business very effectively. And biggest challenge is that you do not know what the projection is going to be, how much cash you are going to need next month. And with working closely with your accountant, they can help you manage your cash flow. And they can tell you a problem, potential problem, before it arises, and
yes,
then work with you to help you find a solution.
Chandra, are there particular businesses that you have found are attracted to accountants' world, or does your client base run the gamut?
No. What happens is that the businesses that we have created, our entire focus is for accountants, revamping the accounting practices and helping accountants revamp their practice so they can have their clients work more efficiently and manage their business effectively.
Yeah.
So though we work very closely with accountants only, we don't interact directly with accountants' clients, but what we do has a tremendous impact on small businesses. So we are indirectly impacting small businesses without working directly with them.
That's right, without working directly. What a beautiful model. Accountants World is the company we've been visiting with Dr. Chandra Bansali. He and his wife have created Accountants World, the website, one and the same, www.accountantsworld.com. That's accountants, plural, world.com, just like it sounds. Chandra, thank you so much for lending your expertise on the program.
Thank you very much. It has been my pleasure to be part of this program.
Small Biz America.